Dakota Joshua scored twice and his Vancouver Canucks held on for a 3-2 victory over the visiting Anaheim Ducks on Sunday. Brock Besser added a first-period power play goal for the Canucks, 4-6-2-0-8, and JT Miller contributed a pair of assists. The Ducks, 2-4-4-7-4, got third-period tallies from Alan Zellweger and Mason McTavish. Vancouver goaltender Artur Sillows made 20 saves in his first NHL action since March 6, 2023. Lucas Dostal stopped 27 of 30 for the Ducks, who were coming off a 6-1 loss to the Oilers in Edmonton and lost their fifth straight game. The Canucks remain atop the Pacific Division standings, 4 points up on the Edmonton Oilers. "We've got to focus the last 8 games here and then really get ready. It's going to be an awesome place to play here in a couple weeks," JT Miller joins at Canucks reporter on ice level following the win over the Ducks. pic.twitter.com/1ukbzuzwuk8x Vancouver Canucks, at Canucks, March 31, 2024. After giving up a pair of third-period goals, the Canucks smothered the Ducks through the second half of the final frame. Garland set up the game-winning strike with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left on the clock, sending a blind backhanded pass to Joshua from the endboards. The big winger fired it in past Dostal for his second goal of the afternoon to put Vancouver up 3-2. Anaheim got a prime opportunity to score the game-winner when Noah Juulsen was called for tripping 14:09 into the third period, a call that drew loud boos and chants of "Ref, you suck!" from the crowd. The Canucks killed off the penalty without the Ducks registering a single shot on goal. Vancouver was 2-for-4 on the power play Sunday while Anaheim went 0-for-4 with the man advantage. Zellweger beat Sillows 3:37 into the final frame, sending a shot over the netminder's glove from the bottom of the faceoff circle for his first NHL goal. 71 seconds later, Gustav Lindstrom tried to wrap a shot around the Vancouver net and an unmarked McTavish was there to pick up the puck. The Ducks center slammed a wrist shot in behind Sillows to knot the score at 2-2. Sillows has spent much of the season with the Abbotsford Canucks of the American Hockey League. The 23-year-old Latvian netminder saw action in 5 NHL games last season, posting a 3-2-0 record with a .908 save percentage and a 2.75 goals against average. A highlight reel-worthy power play goal from Joshua gave the Canucks a 2-0 cushion at the 9:34 mark of the second. With Jakob Silfverberg in the box for tripping, Pius Suter sent a hard pass to Joshua down low. The big winger pulled the puck back up to the top of the crease with his backhand and got a shot off from between his legs, sending it up and over Dostal stickside. Joshua's goal, his 14th of the season, came in his second game back after missing nearly 7 weeks with a hand injury. Read more. Vancouver Canucks clinch first playoff berth since 2019-20 NHL season. The Canucks came into Sunday's matchup with their power play ranked 14th in the league, capitalizing on 21.8% of their man advantages. Vancouver has struggled recently, though, going 3-for-22 across the first 8 games of a 9-game homestand. The Ducks entered averaging the most penalty minutes per game in the league, 14.03, and with the second-worst penalty kill, having held opponents off on 73.2% of their penalties across the season. Vancouver opened the scoring 11:26 into the game with a power play tally after Ben Myers put a puck over the glass and was handed a delay of game penalty. Dostal stopped a big shot from Hughes but the rebound popped out to Besser, who swept in a backhanded shot to put the Canucks up 1-0. Besser leads the team with 38 goals on the season. Blue line shuffle. Canucks defenseman Nikita Zadorov sat out Sunday's contest and Juulsen took his spot in the lineup. Whether it's a rotation or a reset, a couple of guys are banged up, coach Rick Tocchet said before the game. When you have 7 or 8 healthy defensemen, this is the way to go. Home ice advantage. Sunday wrapped a 9-game homestand that saw the Canucks go 5-3-1. Vancouver boasts a 4th of September 25 record at Rogers Arena. Sweeping up. Vancouver won all three matchups between the Canucks and Ducks this season, including a 3-1 victory in Vancouver on November 28 and a 2-1 decision in Anaheim on March 3. Up next. Canucks visit the Golden Knights in Vegas on Tuesday to kick off a three-game road swing. Ducks take on the Flames in Calgary on Tuesday. Gemma Carson-Smith, The Canadian Press.